Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're going to cut through some of the noise around AI agents and how they're really shaking things up in human resources.
It's definitely a hot topic.
Yeah. I mean, HR teams have got so much on their plates, right? Remote work, skill gaps, just endless admin.
Yeah, absolutely. It's complex.
So AI agents are being pitched as this powerful solution, helping HR do more faster and giving employees, you know, quicker, more personalized help.
That's the idea.
So today, let's unpack what these agents really are, why they're transforming HR now, and what it all means for you listening.
Sounds good.
Okay, so diving right in. When we talk about an AI agent for HR, what actually is it? How is it different from, say, the HR tech we already know, like basic chatbots or RPA?
Right. That's a really crucial distinction. You know, the old chatbots, they just give pre-written answers.
Yeah, pretty limited.
Exactly. And RPA bots, robotic process automation, they just follow strict rules. If anything changes, they often break. AI agents are, well, different. They're intelligent. They can actually understand context, reason, and then act dynamically. They can handle multi-step tasks.
So they combine the conversation part and the doing part.
Precisely. They chat naturally, but they also perform complex actions.
Can you give us an example, like a concrete one?
Sure. So imagine asking about vacation policy. A basic chatbot just tells you the rule.
Mm-hmm.
An AI agent might clarify your question first, maybe personalize the answer based on where you work or how long you've been there.
Okay, more tailored.
Yes. And then this is the key bit. It could even pre-fill the PTO request form for you.
Hmm.
It breaks down the task, connects to the HR system, maybe payroll too, and gets it done.
Wow. Okay. That is more dynamic. So why now? Why are these tools becoming such a big deal right at this moment?
Well, what's fascinating here is it feels like a convergence of factors. They're not just a nice to have anymore. They're becoming pretty essential.
And what's driving that?
A big driver is just efficiency and, frankly, cost savings. Think about routine HR stuff like screening hundreds of resumes. It takes ages.
Totally.
AI streamlines that massively. Actually, IBM research found AI self-service for routine HR can cut service delivery costs by 50-60%.
50-60%. That's huge.
It really is. Imagine freeing up that much HR bandwidth. It lets people focus on the strategic human stuff.
Right. The higher value work. What else?
Then there's the employee experience.
Mm-hmm.
Personalization. People now expect quick personal help 24/7.
Like we get from other online services.
Exactly. AI agents provide that conversational self-service, happier employees, more engaged. And we know companies with great employee experiences actually make like 31% more money.
Interesting link.
Yeah. And then there's compliance. Laws change all the time. AI can help enforce rules automatically, flag issues, keeps things consistent.
Okay, makes sense.
And finally, it's just part of the broader digital shift, right? The pandemic sped everything up, and AI is the next step. Deloitte found, I think, 79% of leaders expect AI to transform their organizations within 3 years.
79%. So a massive expectation. We've covered the what and the why. Let's get into the nuts and bolts a bit. How do these agents actually work, and where are they making the biggest splash?
Okay, so high level, they operate in this loop. Perceive, reason, act. A bit like a human assistant, but, you know, faster.
Perceive, reason, act. Okay.
They use tech like natural language processing, NLP. That's how they understand your language, even if it's slang or has typos.
Right.
They use machine learning models, so they learn from interactions and get smarter over time.
Constantly improving.
Yep. And they connect to your existing HR systems, HRIS, payroll, whatever, using APIs. That connectivity is key.
But it's not all AI, right? You mentioned humans are still involved.
Oh, absolutely. It's really important to stress the human-in-the-loop approach, especially for critical things like hiring decisions or performance reviews. AI provides support, maybe drafts things, offers insights, but people make the final call.
So it's augmenting the HR team, not replacing them.
Exactly. Think Copilot.
Okay. So where are we seeing this Copilot having the most impact? Can you give some examples?
Sure. Talent acquisition is a big one. AI agents can sift through resumes way faster than humans.
I bet.
They can source candidates, even do initial screening, like answering FAQs, scheduling the next interview step, frees up recruiters enormously.
Okay, recruiting. What else?
Employee onboarding. Agents can kick off personalized workflows, send the right welcome messages, guide new hires through all the forms.
Smooths out that first impression.
Totally. And they can even coordinate the IT setup.
Yeah.
Imagine starting a new job, maybe remotely, and your laptop access just works on day one, even if you log in late Sunday night. That's 24/7 support.
That sounds pretty good. Any other areas?
Yeah. Workforce analytics and performance management. AI can analyze engagement data to predict maybe attrition risks. It can enhance performance insights using real-time data.
Real-time?
Yeah, and even offer personalized coaching nudges, like maybe suggesting a remote employee seems stressed and could use some time off to avoid burnout. And interestingly, about half of employees say they actually trust AI for unbiased performance feedback.
Half. That's quite something. It suggests a level of trust is building.
It does.
Okay, so for organizations thinking, right, we need to look into this. What are the best practices? How do you implement this well?
Good question. First, you absolutely have to balance the AI automation with human oversight and control.
The co-pilot idea again.
Exactly. AI augments. It doesn't fully replace judgment, especially for sensitive stuff. Second, you need to upskill your HR teams.
Address the fear factor.
Yes. Be transparent. Focus on training. Show how AI makes their jobs better, more strategic, not redundant.
Empowering them, not replacing them.
Right. And finally, this is critical. Train the AI on high-quality, diverse data.
Why is that so crucial?
To avoid bias. If your training data is skewed or outdated, your AI's results will be too. It's fundamental for ethical, fair use.
Makes sense. High quality data in, high quality results out. Okay, so it's really clear AI agents are changing HR quite profoundly, making things faster, more accurate, improving that employee experience all the way from recruiting through to performance.
Yeah, the potential is huge.
But the key, as you said, is doing it thoughtfully. Combining that automation power with essential human judgment.
Absolutely. That balances everything.
So a final thought, perhaps, for you listening. Think about how the role of HR professionals might evolve further. Maybe less about digging through raw data to find insights, and more about validating, interpreting, and acting on the really sophisticated insights that AI can surface. Focusing more on those uniquely human skills.
Mm-hmm. Shifting the focus upwards.
Exactly. Something to mull over. Thanks for joining us on the Deep Dive.